This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's so tight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
Tricky.
Say is please me or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, Dave?
It's tricky,
tricky,
tricky.
Tricky.
It's tricky to rock around,
to rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky.
Yeah.
Tricky, tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 75. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com. All that good shit. Hey, 75 episodes, huh? That's a number, I guess. I honestly don't know how or why I've made it this. We'll keep it inclusive. I don't know why we've made it this long, but hey, here we are, you know. And I was trying to think of something special to do. It's a landmark episode, I guess, because not 100 yet, but you know, that's a really round number. But hey, 75 episodes, come on. So throwing, looking down my brainstorming ideas here, but I'll give back to the community and do like a best of, kind of like a highlight reel. Just going through like the loads of feedback and emails I've received, voicemails, all that. So we'll do like a best of Grunt Free Press email responses. All right. So here we go. Let's get this started. You got a nice list going on here. Best of Grunt Free Press email. Responses and discussion. So let's go. Here we go. And that was the best emails we've received in the past 75 episodes of the show. So I just like to take this moment to remind everybody to You know, you can send your send your emails to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and who knows, maybe, you know, maybe if we do the same thing for like episode 150 or something, maybe yours will get thrown in there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, it is it's winter time here, and yeah, I've already got some snow going on, so snow slush and all that bullshit up here where I live. So yeah, you get a few weeks left until Christmas, and I do fucking hate Christmas pretty much. But you know what, though? I will say this. I've really been enjoying the holiday spirit for once, or maybe the, say, holiday. I just mean like the seasonal. The seasonal spirit, and that'd be a better way of putting that, better way to phrase it. It's because there have been some good, pretty good winter video games coming out, and you know, unique settings and fucking, you know, gameplay and all that shit. Just fucking winter themed, and you know, going from freezing my ass off outside to playing, like, you know, these snowy fucking cold games inside. It's pretty cool, you know. Get it? It's cool. Pretty cool. 75 episodes, folks. There you go. Yeah, I talked about Dead Rising 4 last week, and that's a straight, like, fucking Christmas game, you know, not really seasonal. It's fucking just, you know, in the mall and everything set during Christmas. So maybe that's why it sucks. I don't know, among other reasons why, but whatever. But I also played Forza Horizon 3, their expansion, their winter-themed expansion called Blizzard Mountain. And yeah, it's the first time snow has ever been in a Forza game, so rain was, you know, the rain was in Forza Motorsport 6. You know, they had all this with the tracks where it would be raining and shit. But it was at first, the first time was in the, like, the Forza games period was, fucking the Forza Horizon 2, I think. Yeah, it was like their expansion there, the fucking, the rally one, I forget what the fuck it was called, some kind of, this is all fucking, like, I don't know, Storm Island, I think it was called. Storm Island, Blizzard Mountain. pretty good names. But, yeah, driving in the snow and fucking on Blizzard Mountain there, that's something, you know. It was just one of those things, like, oh, I know what they're seeing with, like, you know, driving in the rain and shit, just fucking, like, you know, driving in the snow is fucking, I know a thing or two about that. And, well, first of all, it is fucking weird. I mean, for the Horizon 3, it's set in Australia. So, it is weird that there's fucking snow there, but, I don't know, I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently it is. I mean, I don't know. I'm guessing, like, fucking, maybe just on fucking mountaintops and shit, and fucking, I don't know, it's a pretty big island slash country slash continent, Australia, I guess. So, I don't know, maybe fucking, I guess for them it'd be, like, down south, maybe it's fucking cold. I don't, no clue. I'm not looking it up, I really don't give a shit. But, yeah, just fucking, just to get to, like, the, in Horizon 3, you know, you're fucking playing, and to get to, like, Blizzard Mountain to get up to the expansion, you got to, drive to an airport, and then Osprey comes and fucking picks you up and fucking, you know, grabs your car, flies you over, and, it drops you off. It's essentially like a fucking, you're in your own little, it's closed off section, you know. It's fucking a new section, obviously, but it's all closed off in the regular game. You can go back and forth or whatever, but it's just fucking, like, this is the area you have, like, fucking closed off, fucking walled off, little fucking snowy area. So, I mean, it's decent size. I mean, it's fucking, it's a straight up fucking expansion. It could almost be like a standalone game, you know. It's not just like, a few games, and then we just fucking add a race you fucking drive to, and fucking, like, then it just snows and you get out and it's fucking, you know what I mean? Just, so it's its own thing, which is kind of cool. And, the way you progress and unlock, new races and challenges when you're doing that is different from the main game too. It's almost like a completely different game. It does feel like completely different, because fucking pretty much, like, as soon as you're there, you're driving in snow. Like, there's no, like, fucking, like, in between. It's either, like, fucking, you know, in Australia or you're in the fucking snow, you know. I guess, again, still in technically Australia, but you know what I mean. Fucking, everything, as soon as you're there, is fucking the snow is on the ground pretty much, and fucking it can start like snowing and shit, and that pretty much affects visibility as far as I can tell. It's not like it's fucking like it's fucking snowing, you know what I mean? I don't think it just like builds up on the ground like fucking, oh, it's snowing, and then it fucking, you know, adds more snow on. I'm pretty sure it's just like a cosmetic type thing, but yeah, just yeah, they have the way you progress as you playing through it, and you unlock like the new races and challenges and all that shit. It's different from the main game. Is like you don't just accrue points and fans and shit, but like driving around and doing like races or whatever. It starts off and it's like, hey, here's a few races you can choose from, and then they do like stars that you can earn by doing, you know, you gotta hit like certain criteria in each race, and it'll give you like 1, 2, or 3 stars depending on how you do. So I mean, just by drive, by just racing the, you know, doing the race and fucking finishing it, you get a star. If you win it, you get 2 stars, and then you get a 3rd star by winning the race and doing like something extra like challenge like on top of it. So it'll be like, oh, you know, get 15 fucking drift skills or fucking wreckage skills, like, and you have to win too, you know. So I mean, that's kind of cool. It feels more like going towards like the arcade type of shit, like, you know, our arcade racing game. When you set it up like that, but some of it seems fucking strange, like how it's set up. Like, you think like, oh yeah, you get fucking 1 star for like finishing the race maybe, but then like fucking maybe like the 2nd star should be like fucking like skill based type of deal, like fucking, you know, just for like hitting whatever those certain fucking drifts and all that shit. And then the 3rd one would be for winning instead of like doing it the other way around. Like, I don't know, it made more sense. I know it's fucking like, you know, a lot of them fucking, I think it's a lot more difficult too than like the fucking main game, like to try to get that shit, because it's like, dude, I fucking like, I was playing on like whatever I was playing on, like fucking like hard difficulty, and I'd do that and I'd still fucking win like, you know, most of the races, but it'd be fucking like, you know, it'd be tough to fucking do it, you know what I mean, to fucking win. But and this one, I'm like fucking like, Jesus, is someone fucking just like going, it's like, dude, I'm fucking picking the best cars as far as I can tell to fucking race this, and I'm just like, dude, I just can't catch up to fucking first place before the fucking race is over, or like whatever. Or I'm just fucking like, dude, I don't know, this car just like doesn't have enough fucking horsepower to like get over the fucking hills or like whatever, and it's fucking everybody else is fucking like bombing past me. So it's like, dude, I had to fucking like tone down the difficulty to even get like the 2 stars in some of them. It's just like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm also not sure about, you know, the whole emphasis they have of like coming in like first to progress type of deal. I mean, it's like a lot of me have like 12 people on the fucking track, and again, it's a lot of it just what your starting position, and then like you're gonna be fucking there the whole time, or like the AI can be kind of like cheap and shit, and just yeah, I mean, they've gotten away from that whole like fucking like, oh, you gotta go and like to pass this race, you gotta come in first. Like they've completely like stopped that shit. And like, you know, in Forza period, like it's always been like, oh, you know, like in Forza Motorsport, what they're doing now is like fucking yeah, I think it's like, you know, we get getting the top 3, and that's like, you know, the gold. There's like different like packs, you know what I mean? And fucking like they give you, you know, if getting the top 3 is fucking gold. If you're in like the middle pack, it's silver. If you're in the, you know, in the back, it's fucking bronze, like whatever. Now going back to like that, you know, that pass or fail, like, yeah, you had to be in first or you lose. It's just like, well, cool, I guess I'm fucking turning the fucking difficulty down then, because I'm not gonna fucking, you know what I mean, do this race like 100 times and just pretty much gonna come down to what position I'm in and what fucking car I'm driving. So yeah, it just becomes like, you know, why am I gonna bother trying like new cars out and shit? Which fucking like, dude, it's just, you're just gonna give me like a pass and fail type thing. Like, I don't know. I'm just gonna take the fucking fastest car every time, you know? Like, why wouldn't I? We could get the Halo Warthog there, and believe it or not, that thing is fucking amazing in the snow. I mean, you'd figure it would be, but I like the, you know, the Warthog. It's like to the point that like the snow and the ice barely fucking mattered, and, you know, and you know, the windshield on it is so small and it's so like, it's so like ahead of you, like it's distant, like, you know what I mean? So far ahead of you that it's fucking, you're not even worried about fucking like visibility and shit from like snow kicking up on it. So you know, driving that thing is fucking, again, I play all these games in fucking first person mode, so a cockpit view, whatever you want to call it. So driving that thing is, it's like fucking easy mode, like to begin with, which is kind of unfortunate just because, you know, there's all this new shit, like fucking, you know, oh, check out this fucking, you know, ice physics when you can't fucking see, you know, you can't fucking, or, you know, you can't see when you're fucking driving that cockpit view because you get fucking snow like all up in your face and shit, and waiting for the windshield wiper to fucking go before you can fucking see for like a couple seconds, you know, that type of deal. Yeah, that's actually really fucking cool and like realistic too. It's just, you know, you see these fucking giant like individual snowflakes just fucking splatting on the fucking windshield and shit, and it's fucking, oh, you're panicking, you know, waiting for the fucking wipers to go, and you know, can't fucking see, and you know, it gives me fucking like flashbacks and like heart palpitations and shit. It is so like, you know, pretty good, pretty realistic. It is fucking like, again, I've been in that situation of just fucking like being on the highway and it's fucking like, oh Jesus, dude, I can't fucking see, and it's fucking, you know, car is like a foot ahead of me, like a foot in front of me, car is fucking a foot behind me, and just fucking, you know, going like fucking 60 miles an hour, and just fucking like, oh Jesus, dude, and just fucking, just nobody can fucking see, and you know, get that type of, might get, gets my fucking heart going. But so yeah, I mean, just from the snow effects alone in the game, fucking really fucking impressive. Yeah, it also helps. I'm playing on my fucking new fucking PC, I'm sure, where the, you know, the graphics are fucking crisper and just, you know, look better all around, and I'm playing in like whatever, you know, 60 frames a second rather than 30, which I was in the Xbox. That wasn't a big deal, the 30 frames a second, but it's just fucking like when you go from that to like fucking whatever, unlimited is what I have it on the fucking PC, everything fucking maxed out. It's like, yeah, that looks a lot better, you know. Even like I'll go from like fucking like whatever, like I'm, like what I'm doing now, it's like you know, 4K, you know, fucking, I don't have a 4K TV, but it's fucking like you just leave it on like whatever, optimized for the PC, is fucking, well, it's 4K, there's gonna downscale to like 1080. It's like fucking like, oh, I wonder if I do this, though, know, they'll switch to like 1080 fucking resolution. Is fucking like, oh well, even right there I can see a huge difference from like, you know, all the fucking textures and shit. But but yeah, I mean, again, fucking 30 to 60 frames or like whatever, I was just like, yeah, it was just pretty cool. Again, cool, you know, lol. So yeah, I don't know if it's fucking like more or less like convincing than like dirt, like playing like Dirt Rally, you know what I mean? Like fucking, that's like, I mean, like the what do you want to call it? The surface effects, like fucking where they're driving on like gravel and snow and ice and shit, and like Dirt Rally, like that shit's fucking like nuts. But yeah, it's like fucking like the whole game is pretty much built around that. And but I mean, Dirt Rally is a fucking different type of game, so I don't know, like Dirt Rally is going like fucking straight like realism for the most part, but not really. Like, I don't know, I've talked about that before. It's like fucking like, oh yeah, it is kind of like fucking like, you know, stimmy like Dirt Rally, but then it's like not, if you like fucking like think about it, and it's, I don't know, like fucking, it's just like I don't know, very like fucking video gamey. But oh, then like Forza Horizon's like that weird like in between, like, you know, it's like, ah, yeah, it's like this like Forza Motorsports like sim, like they take that engine, you know what I mean? And then it's all like arcade physics and shit, and it's like, I don't know, but they're both fucking good, I guess. I'm just thinking about just fucking like, I just play Dirt Rally again too. And I mean, they're both good anyway. Winter stuff. Then I played some Steep, which is the snowboarding / skiing / wingsuit / I don't know, open world fucking exploration game from Ubisoft. And it's basically like, I don't know, they created like, it just like, hey, here's like, you know, again, I talk about like open world games all the time, and it's fucking, it's just like, hey, we created this fucking world, and what do we do? I don't know. So it's pretty much like they fucking, you know, created this fucking Swiss mountain range, and just, you know, just pretty much, hey, go do stuff in it, and it's pretty much how it's set up. It's a fucking weird game. You know, First off, it does look fucking incredible. Just going back to the Forza, like, hey, it's like, hey, you know, the Forza snow looks fucking great up close and fucking, you know, all that shit, like fucking insane, like the individual flakes and all that shit, it's pretty cool. But just like that, you know, the massive fucking scale of the mountains and shit and steep. I mean, that's fucking just, it's so fucking impressive. It's all like seamless, you know, you just fucking just same thing. Open world, you just go from like the top of the highest mountain and just fucking go down to like the fucking, you know, whatever, a lake or whatever, the fucking, the very bottom of the mountain. It's all like just, you know, open. You can do whatever. Just that type of shit's really, really impressive. I mean, you can just fucking, you know, you take a hot air balloon or whatever and fucking just go to the fucking hot air balloon up top and just fucking, you know, glide down, like, just do whatever the fuck you want. And yeah, they also give you, like, was it paragliding, like a fucking, whatever, one of those big parachutes, you just kind of, like, glide around and shit, and just, you know, the way they handle that is, you just get pretty much, you know, as you paraglide and you get close to, like, a side of a mountain or, like, a hill or whatever, like, rather than being like, oh, you know, you would, if you just like kept going straight, you'd crash into it. But if you kind of like move so you're like perpendicular or whatever the fuck you want to call it, if you're riding along like next to like the fucking the cliffside or whatever, they just give you like an updraft, so you can pretty much just go like indefinitely, just keep going and fucking paragliding as much as you want. As long as you don't fucking just go straight for a fucking cliff or something, you just fucking go off to the side and just keep lifting you up and you just keep going. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's a fucking updrafts fucking actually work or not, but I mean, I doubt it. But hey, if that's like an actual thing, like if I could just fucking like, oh, I was fucking like hopping this fucking, you know, parachute thing and just fucking go and just, oh, I was fucking like perpetually fucking just, oh, if I just get next to a wall or something, the wind just fucking takes me up. And like, yeah, if that was the case, I mean, that's fucking like, I don't know, why doesn't everybody just do that? I mean, that's fucking pretty efficient way to get around. So solve the energy crisis right here on Grunt Free Press. But yeah, anyway, the game looks incredible and just, really is like some of the most convincing snow I've ever seen. Just you know, the way it see it glistening, you know, the fucking like individual fucking like particles and shit, just like glistening in the sun and shit. Just, you know, it's really impressive. And or like, you know, the tracks you make when you get, you know, you can just get off your fucking board or your skis or like whatever and just like walk around and just fucking, you know, the way you like sink in and shit as you fucking moving and just, you know, you can climb up. You have like picks and shit, like ice picks, climbing picks. You can fucking go up like this, the fucking steep hills and shit. Just like, you know, just like the impressions you're making as you're going in there. It's pretty cool. It's great actually. It seems like fucking Ubisoft. I mean, they know how to make a fucking PC game. I'll say that. I'll tell you that much. It's between like, again, I was playing like The Division on my old computer, and it's fucking like all like. Everything I played is fucking like, this is just like rock solid, just fucking straight up, fucking really well done, fucking, it's not fucking like, oh, I gotta go in and dick with all these fucking settings, and oh, I gotta turn this down, so it's just like, no, just fucking straight up, like everything's, I also played one of their betas, or fucking alphas that I can't talk about, which is gay, but an Ubisoft game, but, yeah, just, they seem, they know how to make a fucking PC game, so, yeah, again, even, like, I played, like, the steep fucking alpha or beta on my old PC, and even that was just, like, even that super stable and fucking looked good, and just fucking, again, humble brag, I guess, but just, you know, on my fucking new PC, just fucking, just, it looks fucking incredible most of the fucking time. It's just like, wow, this is fucking a really good-looking game. I mean, there is some shit you look at, like, fucking, you know, some of like, you know, the rocks and the trees and shit, it's kind of like, ah, that doesn't look, like, that just doesn't look fucking finished, or like, that's all, like, the trees are obviously like fucking, like, someone just took generic tree fucking 5 and just fucking like stamped them all over the mountain type of deal. Like, you know, you'll see like rocks are just like going into each other, clipping in and shit. It's fucking, some of them are like, you know, you go off like off the snow a little bit, and it's fucking like, oh, here's the trail, like, you know what I mean, for like even doing like a challenge or something, like they give you like a line to follow. It's like, oh, if I just go off this to the right a little bit and I fucking fall in a fucking pit, and it's just like, dude, like this doesn't seem like it should be here, like, you know what I mean, even from like a you know, realistic type standpoint or a fucking gameplay standpoint. Like, this is pretty fucked up looking. But, that's what's going to happen. If, like, again, just fucking the giant mountain range and just fucking, like, seamlessly fucking just go on, like, type of deal. It's fucking like, yeah, of course, if you kind of fucking look real close at it, it's gonna, some of this shit's going to be kind of rough. But, just the scale of it, the fucking, like, scale of what you can do and just, like, what you're looking at is fucking beautiful. And just, it's insane that they pull it off like that. But, I did say it was fucking, it was weird. And it is really fucking weird. Just the tone of the game is fucking all over the place. It's just, I first looked at it, you know, I was fucking like, I wasn't even sure if I was gonna fucking, like, again, I played like the alpha or the beta for like a fucking day, maybe like half an hour. I'm like, I don't know, whatever, maybe. And just, looking at it, it's fucking like, there's fucking Red Bull branding fucking everywhere. You can, you can dress your character in, like, goofy fucking, like, bunny suits and fucking bat costumes and all that shit. So it's like, I was under the impression it was going to be like this, kind of like, dude bro fucking, extreme sport fucking MTV Jams type bullshit. And just fucking like, ah, Christ, dude. But then it tries to be like, again, another fucking angle. It's like, oh, I'll try to be like simulation fucking, almost like fucking like an amped or something. And if anybody fucking remembers Amped, that snowboarding game, fucking like the original Xbox and shit. But you're not fucking jumping 100 feet in the air off a fucking flat ground or anything like that, or fucking, you're not grinding rails, nothing like that. It's just, it's all fucking physics based, and there's no real like magnetism that's like, to keep, like, your lines and your combos going. It's not like fucking like, I'm gonna fall in a pit, like, fucking for like an, an inch to the left. It's not like, we'll fucking make sure. It's just like, no, it's just like, whatever, just happens. You're just gonna fucking fall and just die and, like, whatever. I get knocked out or whatever the fuck. It's just, you can basically do, like, All you can really do is, your fucking two basic moves you do. If you fucking hit a jump or something, it's fucking like, you can spin or you can flip. Like, that's it. I mean, you can fucking just go forward or, front flip or back flip, or you fucking spinning left or right. I mean, that's pretty much it. Or fucking, you know what I mean? Or different, like, again, depending on how you go off a jump or whatever, is, make a go like diagonally or whatever, but it's still like fucking the same as all you can do. And then as you do that too, as you fucking do one of those, it's like, you can grab your board, like, that's, like, the modifier, like, fucking, that's it. I mean, there's nothing, like, fucking crazy or fancy, again, not fucking Tony Hawk or, like, that type of, SXX type of fucking deal, nothing like that, just, but it is. Then, they give you there's a meter that'll pop up on, like, the side of you that goes, it'll go, like, up or down if you fucking... Oh, well, it'll go up if you fucking land, like, if you do, like, a hard landing or something like that. So it's, like, fucking, like, you can have fucking jump, hit a huge jump and have enough air time to do, like, quadruple fucking flip or something. But it fucking, it depends, like, if it's just, like, flat ground on the fucking, at the end of it, you're just gonna fucking fall and just, like, that meter's gonna go up and you're gonna fucking, like, get knocked out or, like, whatever. So it's fucking, like, or you'll at least, like, wipe out, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, if you do get knocked out, if you're doing, like, a challenge, if you get knocked out, it, like, completely, like, ends it, it'll end your run. So it's just kind of, like, it is fucking, like, all right, well, you gotta know the jumps and the fucking landing points type of deal. It's not just fucking, like, oh, I'll just do whatever, and just, you know what I mean? So, very, like, trial and error-y, I guess. But yeah, I will say with that fucking the G meter that they give you, it's like it seems kind of fucked up. I don't like entirely understand it. It just doesn't seem like it's like consistent. So yeah, I'll be going like 100 miles an hour and fucking jump and fucking slam into a fucking huge rock, and my guy's just kind of like wiggles around and fucking like fucking back up straight, like regains his balance and he's fine. And so, and then I'll be like going like slow, like fucking like purposely, like fucking holding back, trying to slow the fuck down, and just like, oh, hit a fucking patch of ice for like, fucking half a second, and just fucking like, oh, fucking fell down, he's fucking on his face, and just fucking, tumbling down the mountain for fucking like 5 minutes. So I don't know. like I said, it's pretty fucking trial and error as to, like, you know, what's a danger, what's okay to fucking jump off of and land on, and fucking, like, looks like it's fine, but I guess it's not, and it's fucking, like, okay, well, I guess I can't, you know, that just looks like it's a fucking smear of fucking little rocks, but if I go over that, fucking, within, like, 2 seconds again, the dude just fucking can't handle it, and he's fucking on his face, so it's like, I don't know, you gotta kind of fuck around and fucking find out, like, what's okay and what's not. Yeah, I mean, again, the entire fucking game is built for scale. I mean, there's some, you know, questionable fucking glitchy, like, what the fuck is this? You know, that type of shit that happens when you play. So, sometimes you'll fucking spawn inside of the fucking mountain and just, yeah, it's happened to me a couple times. If you spawn, like, underneath the fucking snow and just, you know, you try to fucking move and go forward, and your dude fucking, like, pops up, and, you know, fucking pops up, and fucking half a mile in the fucking air, and just like, dude, what the fuck is this, dude? It's funny, I see other people doing it, too, like, they're spawning there at the same point, the same fucking, trying to get to the same challenge, and they're doing the same thing, like, dude, what the fuck is this? Like, is they fucking, like, test this, or what is this garbage? So there's nothing to it. It's all, as far as I can tell, it's fucking, like, always online, and you always see fucking other people, like, you know, playing around you too, and they're fucking inviting you to groups and, like, whatever, and just like, I was like, dude, I'm trying to, like, relax here, you know what I mean? I don't fucking constantly, like, see, like, this other asshole next to me. Just, I wish there was a way to just fucking, like, turn, I looked pretty hard just to turn it off into fucking antisocial fucking. That'd be cool if it'd be, like, you know, a nice getaway. I have this fucking mountain to myself. It's like, dude, why are there, like, a million people here, dude? Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, that's kind of ridiculous, but, yeah, so sometimes it just feels like you're still, like, beta testing the game, and just, you know, some of the challenges you're doing, like, you know, they give you, like, the set, like, all right, start here, here's the challenge, get, like, a gold medal, get, you know, do either, you know, finish this in a certain time, or fucking, you know, get a certain score by doing, like, tricks, or fucking, like, whatever. You know, they'll give you, like, a line to follow, or, you know, a score to get, or whatever, and you play it, and it's fucking just, like, okay, like, dude, if I turn a certain way here, I get, like, caught up, you know, again, you get caught up in, like, fucking these rocks or some shit, and it's like, dude, I'm stuck, like, trying to get to, like, a checkpoint. I probably should have caught that, maybe, like, smoothed it out, or, like, whatever, just, Or it's fucking, you know, it's glitching the fuck out, or, you know, it seems like the developers just did, like, some fucking, like, random, like, all right, I'm gonna start here. It's like, oh, I did some, like, you know, did this a million times. It's, oh, I did some, like, random fucking thing. It's fucking, like, you know, one in a million fucking chance to do it, and just fucking, you know, here you go, here's your challenge. And it's fucking, like, dude, like, I don't know, like, I can't just fucking, like, glitch my fucking way out, or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Just, how it is, just, just, you know, fucking craft and make a good run or whatever, just, it's just, you know, good luck doing, like, something, you know, good luck doing fucking anything, and just, you know, other times they'll give you, like, a, you know, they give you, like, the score to beat, it's fucking, like, oh, okay, it's fucking, like, here's the high score to get, like, the gold, and it's just fucking, like, and then, like, you'll pull, like, one trick out of your fucking ass. It's fucking, like, oh, I hit this jump a certain way. I fucking spun around, like, 5 times. It's fucking, like, oh, that's, like, fucking 10 times what you need for a gold. Like, good job. It's like, okay, dude. Like, nobody fucking tried this at all. So, I mean, again, it plays fucking loose, you know, and fucking, like, built for scale, and just, you know, controls fucking loose, and, yeah, just, you know, you really have to control it. You know, it's fucking, what you do when all you can really do to fucking control it is just fucking, you know, the skiing and the fucking snowboarding and shit is, using the left trick to fucking steer pretty much, and the fucking, the right trigger fucking is like an ollie. Like, you hold it to fucking, like, you know, bend down, and then you let it go, and that's when you jump, and that's about it. I mean, the right stick is like a juke or, like, whatever. It's supposed to be, like, oh, you know, change positions or, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, move pretty much more, like, move, like, the skis of the board than, like, your rider type of deal. Fucking, like, you know, cut quick, fucking right, or, like, whatever, without leaning too much, or so, something like that. Anyway, I guess, but whenever I tried doing that, and whenever I tried, like, fucking with that, it's fucking, like, oh, I'll fucking use, like, you know, the right stick, like, heavily, and fucking, you know, try to, oh, I'm having a tough time, I'll try to fucking hard right, hard left type of deal. Fucking, you know, hit back and back on the left stick is fucking like, dude. And then I end up all like fucking turned around and shit and just like all fucked up. And, you know, it's like I kept trying to do like skiing and shit. It's fucking like, for whatever reason, it's fucking like, oh, cool. I fucking, within like 5 minutes, like, oh, I hit a jump and now I'm skiing fucking backwards. And I tried to hit the fucking right stick like every which way to fucking turn the fuck around. It's just fucking like, oh, I'm just fucking like wiggling. Yeah, you know, everything I'm doing is fucking, they do just like wiggling like every way, like fucking like, oh, he's ready to turn around. And then, oh, nope, he fucking like whatever, straightens back out, but he's still backwards. It's just like, I don't know. I pretty much just fucking like stopped trying to ski pretty much just because of that. I'm just fucking like, dude, this is a fucking pain in the ass. At least fucking like snowboarding, I can fucking go like either way, you know? And just, pretty much turned out like me trying to ski in fucking real life is what that looks like. And just, yeah. And then like, you know, other than like those, just like the basic challenges and all that, they have, you play these mountain stories, in quotes, I guess. And they're these fucking like really strange, like challenges and cut scenes and shit. I mean, well, they have like a, you know, cut scene intro of just fucking like, oh, here's the mountain. And it's fucking like, you know, it's a whole mountain range. So there's, you know, certain ones like fucking like whatever, the Matterhorn and fucking like whatever the other ones nobody cares about. And just, you know, the mountain's fucking talking to you about like, you know, how majestic it is and just fucking, you know, trash talking to you. Like, this is a mountain. The mountain's fucking trash talking to you and just, it's fucking weird. And yeah, they give you, you're either fucking following some fucking like mystery fucking ghost skier thing, ghost rider fucking thing, is, you know, trying to hit these fucking checkpoints and going down the mountain and shit. And just, it's just like, what the fuck is this? It's like, again, it's like someone reading like poetry or some shit to you as you're fucking going. It's like, you know, I'm fine with that, I guess, but it just seems like with the rest of the game, it's like, dude, this is fucking really weird and just fucking out of place and shit. And just, but again, everything just seems like a fucking, everything's thrown in at once, has no clue like what it's trying to do. And just, or just like, oh, you know, you do a fucking challenge or fucking whatever, you have this fucking like, you know, New York fucking sounding agent guy telling you to go on these fucking runs to make, you know, oh, dude, you gotta make this sick videos for a fucking client, bro. And just fucking just like, dude, that's fucking weird too. It's fucking just like, well, what is this? Like, I don't know. It's you know, or your fucking character, he suddenly starts having, like, a fucking, like, inner monologue. It sounds like he's all, like, serious and shit, and just, like, sounds like he's reading, like, this fucking, like, tragic diary that he found, like, at, you know what I mean, at a fucking camp, or somebody fucking died or something. Just fucking, you know, he's talking about, like, mountaineering and fucking, like, oh, yeah, being low on oxygen and fucking water and shit. He's, like, struggling to survive and shit, and just, like, dude, what the fuck is, like, what is this, dude? And he fucking, like, yeah, you knock yourself out or something, and, you know, you fucking have, like, a Batman costume equipped and fucking, oh, knock myself out, and then it's fucking, like, you know, this meme-y fucking gif, whatever the fuck, meme-y fucking, like, you know, extreme sports, like, fucking, like, whatever, dude, like, fucking Slim Jim ad fucking squirrel, like, pops up on screen with fucking, like, X's over his eyes and shit, and it's just, like, KO'd and fucking, like, you know, graffiti and shit. It's just, like, dude, what is this, dude? The fucking game is just, like, all over the place as far as, like, you know, again, like, its tone, like, what the fuck is it trying to do? But, like, whatever, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's fun, it's so fucking, it's a good, like, fuck around game type of deal. This, you know, like a, you know, here's like a sandbox to explore, fucking, you know, very, very well done from like that standpoint anyway. Just fucking like, again, it's your sandbox, here's your fucking skis or like whatever, your wingsuit, just go fuck around type of deal. Like, it's good for that. Yeah, well, it's one of those deals where you can spend, like, you know, like a fucking hour trying to get a gold medal on a challenge. Just fucking like, dude, and you're getting fucking pissed at just how, like, glitchy it is and how rough it is and just fucking like, but then it's like, I'm like, ah, let's keep doing it, like, whatever, it's still fun. I mean, from that type of, I want to do this type of deal, and it's fucking, you know, you keep doing it because it's fucking fun to play, like, period, you know. And the one thing that does suck is the fucking camera. So you have no control over it really at all. As again, fucking, I was like, oh, I can't use the right stick to fucking move the camera because I'm, you know what I mean, when you're skiing and shit anyway. It's fucking like, oh no, it's fucking, he's kind of at the mercy of what the fucking camera wants to do. know, you're trying to, you know, I want to go to the left to fucking line up a jump, you know, so you're fucking hitting, you know, leaning the stick to the fucking left, trying to get over there, and fucking like, oh, the camera decides to fucking swing over to the fucking, all the way to the fucking right or something. Now it's like, oh, now where I'm trying to go is all fucked up because, you know, you're at the mercy of fucking steering in relation to the camera. It's almost like fucking like tank controls or something, because it's like, dude, I have no control over where the fuck I'm pointing, you know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they couldn't give you fucking control. It's fucking, I think like every fucking face, it's like, dude, every way they didn't do like the face buttons to fucking, you know what I mean? If that was going to be like fucking like to go like hard one way or another, if, you know what I mean? Or like chain stances type of deal. I think every face button is just fucking there to like yell. Like it's, everyone's like a yell button to yell different shit or like something stupid. It's just like, dude, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking there. But still, I mean, fucking, despite all that, I mean, again, I'm certainly not saying it's a fucking, like, perfect game, but I really do fucking like it. It's pretty fun. And, it's an experience anyway, that's for sure. Pretty unique one at that, and just, steep. I mean, it's, pretty cool. Pretty cool. 75 episodes, folks. I wrote a review up there on the old gruntfreepress.com if you want to go read that. Pretty much, I gave it the thumbs up, the fuck yeah. Kind of a mild fuck yeah, but still, one nonetheless. Check that out, gruntfreepress.com, break time.
Take it to the cinema and leave you in a wimpy. You tell me that we've gone too far, come running up to me. Make the scene at Cousin Jack's, leave him to put the bottles back, mends his glasses that are cracked. Well, that's one up to me. Hey. The tennis club inside, trouser cuffs hung far too wide. Well, it was up to me. Eyes down on your bicycle, your nose feels like an icicle. The yellow-fingered smoky girl is looking up to me. Half of bitter bread and jam, and if it pleases me, I'll put one on your man when the copper fades away. The Diglo pirate sings at last, and if I laughed a bit too fast, well, it was up to me. Take you to the cinema and leave you in a wimpy bar. You tell me that we've gone too far, come running up to me. Hey. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, the big episode 75 jamboree. Yeah, I mean, fucking, as far as games I fucking played this week, I mean, it's fucking, it feels weird. I played it quite a bit, but it's fucking like a lot of time I spent playing these two betas, which I can't fucking even talk about because of stupid, like, NDAs or whatever. Couldn't fucking stream them, can't talk about them, so that's kind of gay, but one actually I do, I'll just do that right now before I fucking forget, because one of them, I mean, whatever, it's not a big deal, fucking Friday the 13th fucking had a thing like a fucking their beta, which I can't fucking talk about. But we just fucking dive a ton. Yeah, I couldn't fucking stream it. Can't really talk about that. But I think today or tomorrow, they're fucking, doing like actual, like fucking, it was like a, whatever, like an early beta, which I was doing. Now it's fucking like, oh, they have like different betas or whatever. Wait, what is this fucking more of this shit that friends, I don't know. I'm gonna give out some code. I'll give out two of them right now. And fucking, I don't know. Yeah, you have to deal with it. I don't think you can fucking stream about it either, or talk about it. But whatever. They gave you a bunch of fucking code, so I'm gonna give them out right now. All right. The first one is gonna be, I know this is boring, but 3HHK2TLC6HFNVC9. And there you go. Like I said, it's fucking weird. Fucking, oh, I think it's like, it says friends and family, but they have another one that's fucking, oh, it's closed and that one you can stream, like whatever the fuck. So I don't know. It should work. I'll give out another one too. Same deal. Friday the 13th, which is DBNVFWI8AWGII73. And again, as we always say with those eyes, that doesn't work. Try doing the one, a one maybe that could work. But yeah, just get that out of the way. And the other thing too, real quick, as I'm fucking rambling and going all over the place. That was the one I was playing Friday the 13th. I think that by the 20th I can talk about it or whatever. But it is the 20th right now, but just to be sure, I don't know, one fucking I can stream it or whatever, we'll see what happens. But yeah, try those codes. If not, I have other ones, so let me know, podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'll look a nigga up. So I have a ton of them, but I fucking ordered like four copies of those games. I think they all came with like four codes each, so I'm just like, whatever. And yeah, the other one I can't talk about, so there you go. Something else I was gonna say. In terms of like codes and like free games, I guess. Again, as I'm recording this on the 20th, December 20th, until December 31st, there is a free game on Xbox Live. You can get, well, Xbox One, I guess 362. You get it too. But Lost Odyssey. If you have gold, if you have games with gold, that's good until December 31st. I definitely recommend checking that out. And just, I'm not a, the JRPG, I mean, I'm not a big fucking JRPG guy, but I will say I played that just because, like, fucking, this looks like different, you know what I mean? It's more like fucking mature, you know, it's not for like fucking like 12-year-old fucking gay little boys or whatever. It's pretty like mature and fucking, like, again, I'm not a huge JRPG fan, but that was one that I don't think I ever beat it. I think I like stuck in a boss. I was just like, ah, fuck this. But it's a really cool fucking game, and it's fucking, if you have Live, whatever, it's fucking free on fucking Xbox One and shit, and backward compatible type of deal. So again, you have until December 31st to fucking download that. I would suggest doing that. It is fucking worth playing. I plan on going back and playing it again too at some point. So maybe we'll have a little game club where we'll all talk about it and fucking yeah, suck each other off. But Twitch/White House hosted some esports, huh? How about that? You know, the White House could, again, because I can't fucking talk about half the shit I played, so I'm going, we're going news, and there's going to be a little rant at the end, I'll tell you that. So yeah, you know, the White House got fucking hip with the kids, and they hosted a gaming marathon with Shaquille O'Neal. You know, he's fucking relevant. And they, you know, they played some Rocket League and some Street Fighter V, all for the, you know, the noble cause to raise awareness about the importance of health insurance. You know, because I'm not making that up. That's fucking like really why they did that. Fucking like, oh, go to healthcare.gov. Fucking that type of fucking deal. Just like, dude, Jesus fucking Christ. And yeah, coincidentally, I'm sure fucking that same day, Twitch rolled out some new language censoring tool that fucking identifies any negative chat, and it auto blocks it. So no negative language, as you know, the White House events going on, just fucking, you know, the kids can that way, you know, that way the kids can actually be taught about, you know, the important shit, like, you know, censorship, you know, sportsmanship and fucking healthcare and you know, thought policing, all in one, you know, one big happy fucking party, you know what I mean? I guess what it comes down to. And after they play the video games, they can all go out and fucking shoot up their schools and shit. Yeah, that's what video games do. They cause real world violence, according to fucking, you know, those fucking retards. Remember the fucking Mortal Kombat and fucking Night Trap shit and all that Jack Thompson shit. I remember. Also, have you fucking stopped watching or using fucking Twitch yet? Because I have. And speaking of politics, creeping into fucking video games again, I put that warning out there. I tried to get all my shit out of the way. It's going to be a pretty rough rant. But yeah, talk about Internet Archive, you know, the website I've talked about on here more than once. I mean, I've talked about it a few times. Older episodes, you'd have to go back and check it out, but I definitely have fucking talked about it and just... again, for a couple reasons, and the first being, you know, they have a pretty big selection of old DOS games on there. You can just fucking search like DOS games, go to Internet Archive, search for DOS games, and there you go. There's a fucking ton of them you can play right there in the browser and shit, and or like download them, like whatever. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, I fucked around with that for a little bit, so I guess some of them kind of run like shit. Some of them don't fucking run at all, and you have to deal with like fucking the guy. I kind of want to have like a controller on here, and that's a whole fucking thing. And still, just, you know, still pretty good source to go to find some old fucking games, which is great. I mean, like whatever, it's like right there, and fucking itchy. I'm sorry. Then they also have some full collections of MAME ROMs on there, which I talked about that. I mean, you can download them straight from fucking, again, the site right there. Just fucking click, fucking download, fucking full collection of fucking ROMs and shit. And again, that's fucking great. Just, you know, do that. Get the fucking legit fucking official fucking MAME emulator matched up to like whatever the fuck they have on there, like that ROM set, and you're pretty much good to go. And just, you know, download those fucking, all those ROMs without having to deal with fucking like torrent sites or like shitty, like fucking, like, I don't really trust these type of deal. Like, it's like, no, it's like this straight fucking file on like this fucking site. So you do that, you're good to go. So, I mean, again, from that perspective, it's like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. And just, and they also have, that way back machine thing, app, little thing, fucking just like whatever, just, it's just like a search bar. You type in, you know, the thing like takes like snapshots of fucking web pages and shit. So it's like, oh, you know, if they get altered or fucking they get deleted or whatever, you can just fucking like, you know, type in the, you know, the URL into the fucking, the search bar, and fucking gives you like, all right, here's when we have like snapshots of the website, fucking set the date, and fucking it's like, oh, so you can find like old shit again that got fucking lost or fucking, you know, people try like deleting shit or changing shit and just, again, I used that to dig up old reviews from IGN of mine that had been deleted, and it's just like, again, it's like, hey, that's fucking great, and just fucking, you know, using the site, it seems to be like this fucking bastion of fucking, you know, preservation and fucking like free speech and just fucking like whatever, like pretty much anything goes, like fucking whatever. It's like half the shit on there is all fucking Muslim fucking shit and just like whatever, man. It's fucking like whatever, like pretty much anything fucking goes. And they don't allow fucking porn on there or whatever. So, I mean, that's fucking questionable. It's like, hey, you're going to go like halfway with that, like fucking all, but this crosses the line, like type of deal is fucking like, yeah, it's kind of lame. But I mean, the motto is fucking, their motto apparently is fucking universal knowledge for all for free or like something like that. It's fucking like, again, that seems fucking, yeah, fucking noble, fucking important, great. And just, you know, yeah, they have fucking bunch of old movies on there that are in fucking, you know, public domain, fucking Night of the Living Dead, fucking Cabinet of fucking Dr. Caligari and fucking Coffin Joe and, you know, all that shit. So it's fucking, it's like, again, it's cool, fucking right there. Just fucking click it and fucking just watch them right there. And it's fucking pretty cool. And just, again, at face value, fucking internet archive, like, you know, oh, awesome site, fucking important goal, like whatever. And just, you know, I put the fucking podcast up there every fucking week too. It's just sort of like you know, backup copy, you know what I mean? Again, in case something happens to fucking my site and my fucking PC or like whatever, just fucking like, hey, you have another place to store it. Like, there you go. It's right there. Anything fucking worst case scenario, you know, hopefully is fucking like, I just go right there, fucking download it. At least I'll have all the fucking podcasts right there. Download them. Good to go. Fucking just, yeah, it's not like fucking many people go there to fucking listen to fucking podcasts. I was looking fucking like, I wonder what the top podcasts are on here. It's like, even though it's like fucking nobody goes there, it's just like whatever. Again, it's fucking just a place to store whatever fucking, but anyway, now it seems to be fucking, fundraiser season, because I go on the fucking the site to fucking do the podcast, and it's fucking I get this pop up, and they're asking for donations, and just you know, they give a little explanation of, you know, it's like, hey, you know, we don't run ads, we rely on fucking donations to pay for their servers and shit, and like maintenance and their staff, and it's like hey, you know, I get it. I mean, I run my own site, and fucking like, yeah, it's like storage costs money, you know, they have a lot of fucking shit on there, you know. Fine, you know what I mean? I use the site every fucking week. It's like, I'm just like, yeah, I can, again, I'm pretty much using this for, at the very least, for fucking, like, storage, you know what I mean? It's like, I can, like, give back a little bit, you know, that type of deal. Just give a little bit to fucking show support, and I mean, whatever. Sure, they don't care, but whatever. I mean, fucking, so, I mean, I donate fucking $50 and was like, yeah, that seems fine. Like, whatever, it was fucking, I would do that. I'm like, whatever, I've been using it for like two, three years or whatever. So, whatever, $50, there you go, that's fine. And just, you know, I was planning on coming on here and just saying like, you know, hey, you know what I mean? Hey, even if you fucking cheap fucks, maybe you don't want to go donate to my site and hit my fucking donate button, you know, and just because you think I'm a fucking asshole or whatever. You know, maybe think about fucking supporting like Internet Archive, because that's kind of a bigger deal than me, even just fucking whatever. Just, you know, just give my little small fucking endorsement of like, hey, you know, enter, you know, go help them out type of deal. Just, yeah, just fucking, I'm like, oh, I can do that, and just fucking, it's like, oh, I just want to make sure, just, make sure I'm giving all the information I can, and fuck, you know, I'll give you some reason, I'm sure they have, like, fucking, like, their sales pitch or whatever. I'm just fucking, like, I'll check the, fucking something I can say here. I'm sure there's some fucking propaganda bullshit to fight, you know what I mean, of why they're so fucking, why you should donate and what they're using the money for or whatever. So I click on the, you know, frequently asked questions fucking link, and just, you know, you know, they have like the site's blog, like explaining like, you know, what they need the money for, and just fucking, just, and then I'm like, dude, this is, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, you know, they say it's like, oh, you know, they're building they need the money to build like they're already building, I guess, a second like server farm in Canada, and they're putting all the shit there to back up their files. It's like, okay, again, it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? It's the same reason I put like my shit on their site. It's fucking like, oh, it's a second copy. Like, you know what I mean? In case something happens to the first, like, okay, that's fine, except they're doing it in Canada, and like, you know, Canada doesn't have laws and shit that protect free speech, as far, you know, as far as I understand it anyway. And just so, yeah, I've heard like the Canadian government can like pretty much like request private information from anything from anybody without any kind of like warrant, you know what I mean? They have fucking laws against hate speech. So I mean, like that could be like, you know, a fine if fucking if they catch you like fucking like spreading like hate speech or whatever the however the fuck they define it. So it's like right away. I mean, this podcast crossing the fucking border. I mean, it's a fucking could be an international fucking incident. And yeah, probably not the best idea in the world, and fucking, you know, I might even be better off sending off to, like, some fucking nigger or fucking gook fucking country, or, you know, that might be better than fucking the fag of Canada, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? And just, it's just, you know, just the fucking, the wording and the plea for donations, it's like, pure, like, fear-mongering, like, fucking, like, straight, like, left, liberal, fucking propaganda, like, garbage, like, just, like, dude, like, what you read, like, the New York, like, New York Times, like, type of shit, and fucking, like, you know, CNN, just fucking, it's just pure, like, garbage, dude. It's, like, and I'll repeat myself, like, the millionth fucking time, like, I'm not, like, affiliated, I don't fucking endorse or give a shit about, like, any, like, political party or anything like that. I don't fucking a cheerlead for anybody or fucking like any fucking group or like whatever. I'm of the leave me the fuck alone demographic. And but it's just like, you know, anytime anybody starts like threatening like censorship or like, you know, spreading like bullshit and just fucking, I'm gonna tell you to go fuck yourself. I mean, that's pretty much my line in the sand, you know. That's my fucking my party, the go fuck yourself party. And just, so I mean, it's fucking, I was just looking like on the main blog they have there on fucking Internet Archive. It's fucking like, oh, you know, we have to protect information from earthquakes and like political changes and other failures. And just like, it's like, oh, okay, again, okay, sure, fine. I mean, the more copies, the better. Okay. Yeah. But then right after that, like here comes the fucking, the bombshell, you know what I mean? Just the fucking, like, oh, okay, I get it now. Just fucking. So they say, on November 9th, we woke up to a new administration promising radical change. Just fucking, you know, there it is right there. Here we go. Just fucking pandering to the fucking lunatics that were like fucking, you know, slitting their wrists and fucking with their fucking silver spoons because fucking Trump won. Like, here it is. And just fucking, yeah. And still, I mean, that's fine to fucking, you know, take advantage of those fucking, those retards if that means it furthers the fucking, you know, the goal of fucking making, like, you know, their information, their fucking, their archive, like, safer and shit and, you know, trying to keep the fucking lights on over there, like, whatever. It's like, fine, I'm still on board. Like, fine. Like, hey, idiots, you know what I mean? You're fucking crying that fucking, you know what I mean? You fucking SJW shit didn't work. Hey, give me some money, like that type of deal. Like, okay, fine. Like, that's I gonna play it. And then that's okay. But then it just keeps going on. It continues. Just fucking, you know, for us, it means keeping our cultural materials safe, private, and perpetually accessible. It means preparing for a web that may face greater restrictions. And just fucking, again, it's all this fucking like garbage, like fucking, like, you know, verbal gymnastics type shit. It's fucking, oh, it might do that. You know, it might face greater restrictions or it might not, but it's just fucking like, I wonder if they were this quick to fucking, you know, get the archive out of the country when fucking, you know, when the Obama administration was trying to pass like PIPA and SOPA, and I'm pretty sure they're part of that too, fucking like against that, like, oh, people like a huge deal about fucking against like PIPA and SOPA, they're trying to destroy fucking net neutrality and you know what I mean? It was just like, oh, I fucking just, oh, never mind that. Like, you know what I mean? That was okay. Like, fucking, we weren't that concerned then, even though we were, like, that was the biggest deal in the world then. But now this, like, fucking, oh, this may or may not, like, you know what I mean? Type of deal. Like, this is, you know, give us more money now and just fucking, you know, they don't bring that up. They don't fucking, again, cause that's fucking, they're trying to squeeze the money out of these fucking, like, liberal fucking idiots. You know what I mean? Just, Or even like right now, fucking, you know, the government fucking, they can just brand them fucking fake news if they want. Like, oh, I found a fucking whatever. I don't like what I found. Like, one article I found on your site. So now you're, you know, fucking Internet Archive. You're branded fucking fake news. It's going to have a pop-up site and fucking like, yep, you're on the bottom of any article that comes out now because we don't like you type of deal. Like, they don't mention that. I mean, I don't see a blog about that fucking anywhere on the fucking site. So, it continues. It means serving patrons in a world in which government surveillance is not going away. Indeed, it looks like it is going to increase. And no real fucking precedent for that. Just fucking, you know, the government, current fucking government's fucking dictating policies to fucking Google and Facebook again to fucking do like the suppress fucking fake news or whatever. And that's just like real fucking scary, but. I'm pretty sure that's not what they're talking about here. It's fucking this, you know what I mean? Again, that they're talking about, new change is coming and just fucking everyone fucking getting their fucking bunkers and just, it continues on, throughout history, libraries have fought against terrible violations of privacy where people have been rounded up simply for what they read. At Internet Archive, we are fighting to protect our readers' privacy in the digital world. There you go. It's just fucking like, yeah, oh, the fucking Nazis are coming, everybody. Fucking, you know, give us money to preserve our fucking cultural fucking history before fucking her Trump fucking declares martial law and fucking burns all your digital books. Like, is what they're saying, you know? Just, you know, you were hoping for the politically correct fucking, you know, that politically correct fucking SJW bitch that tried to fucking censor video games and all that shit and push the fucking rhetoric of fucking the SJWs that fucking give speeches to the UN to fucking, pleading to fucking ban anybody that's fucking mean to people, you know what I mean? And just fucking, you know, go back and fucking edit fucking Disney cartoons that might be offensive to fucking, you know, today's fucking pussy culture that they, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you were looking forward to, and now this is fucking like, oh my god, like, again, no real fucking reason to think that logically, but oh no, like, fucking, I didn't get my way, so give me fucking money or fucking, you know what I mean? The fucking stormtroopers are coming. Just, you know, these fucking, these guys, you know, they're fucking Nazis, I swear. Like, you know, all the news channels utterly fucking destroyed their credibility. Like, you know what I mean? During fucking the election, but fucking, they say they're doing it, so I'm just gonna keep believing them, because I'm a fucking idiot, and just like, it even says, oh, Rachel Maddow says it's a good idea. She gave us a mention. I'm fucking blushing now. Like, seriously, dude. Like, oh, you're fucking, this is insane. And just fuck off. Just fucking again. If you guys are going to be the fucking ones, like, you know, protecting and fucking, you know, preserving fucking, like, information, it's like, it's fucking, this is fucking disgusting and fucking dangerous, then. So that was their little blog. And then fucking let's take a look at their frequently asked questions page where they say this is who asked the questions. Well, I guess the press and others asked them these questions. It's like no, it's like the press asked you these. Like, fucking, you don't say. Like, I don't believe it. So the first one is were you working on a backup before the election of Trump? And then they say, yes, sure, but the statements of Trump on the campaign trail have ramped us into higher gear, meaning pretty much we saw an opportunity to fucking squeeze cash out of you fucking retards, so we fucking jumped at it. That's pretty much what they're saying, or they believe it, which is, I don't know, which is worse. Then they give some cherry-picked examples of fucking, you know, of the dangerous policies of the incoming fucking tyrant. Although they could only fucking find two, I guess. So they could only list two. So let's take a look at them. Because, I mean, I'm sure they're fucking just damning a fucking, you know, they'll convince you right here to give them money. Because, you know, this is going to be this dangerous, which is happening. So the first one is Wolf Blitzer of CNN. Right there. He asks, I mean, after he checks with the fucking Obama administration, you know, what to ask him. He says, Mr. Trump, are you open to closing parts of the internet? And he said, closing parts of the internet? No security whatsoever. He said, fuck it. He said, just fucking open it up. We'll let everybody in. Fucking, I don't give a shit. Like, fucking, oh, just shut down all the firewalls. Just fucking, let's go. But no, he actually said, I would certainly be open to closing areas where we are at war with somebody. I sure as hell don't want to let people that want to kill us and kill our nation use our internet. Yes, sir, I am. So, I mean, the reaction, I guess, they're going for here is he's supposed to start screaming like fucking, oh, he wants to shut down the internet. He said it like fucking gotcha journalism at its finest. You know what I mean? Type of deal. It's just fucking like, no, he's talking about a fucking wartime scenario. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, no shit. You don't just fucking give like free access to the fucking world and you're at fucking war with somebody. You know, fucking, oh yeah, just come in and fucking like whatever. Just, you know, talk about fucking like, at that point, if they were spreading like fake news, like fucking like whatever, they could just fucking hack Facebook and whatever, and just fucking like, oh, fucking whatever, president's dead or like whatever, oh, everybody go outside or some shit and fucking gonna drop some bombs on you, like type of deal. At that point, they've already branded everybody fucking fake news anyway, so who the fuck, you know what I mean? It'd be pointless at that time, but... But yeah, so yeah, it's just funny, dude. It's just funny. Now the fucking media narrative is fucking, oh, Russia's the reason fucking Trump got into office, and it's fucking, you know, they did that by exposing the truth of how corrupt the fucking Democrats are and how fucking in bed with the media they are. But the Russians, though, they should be given fucking full access, because fucking Jesus, you know, just give them don't shut them down if they're actually this fucking the boogeyman, you know what I mean? If they're the fucking the ones hell bent on fucking destroying the nation, oh no, it's just give, oh, the Russians are the problem. We have to give them like free access, like, dude, like, I don't know, fucking blow me pretty much on all accounts. Just so then they give a second damning evidence. They give the second quote from a campaign rally, and you know, here's the real smoking gun that they have. Let me tell you. So Trump says the press has to be responsible. Let's stop right there. I mean, no wonder they fucking hate him. Right there, I got him. It's unbelievable the demands he's making. Fucking tyrant. No, just he says they're not being responsible. Just completely right there. Right. He's right on. Actually, right on point. But let's forget that and move on. Because we are losing a lot of people because of the internet, we have to do something. And that sounds like a completely legitimate fucking concern that, you know, even the fucking shit media fucking reports, like fucking, you know, oh, you know, Muslim extremists are fucking radicalizing fucking American terrorists through social media and that type of shit. And just, yeah, you know, if it's fucking foreign internet traffic coming in, like fucking, you know, of course you should fucking do something about it. And it's fucking, you know, and they have been doing that. You know what I mean? Fucking remember the fucking the Patriot Act, the fucking NSA, blah blah blah, all that shit. It's nothing new he's saying right there, but he's not saying anything about fucking, you know, restricting fucking America's fucking access. You know what I mean? To fucking, you know what I mean? That type of deal. He's not fucking going in and fucking deleting your fucking shit. He doesn't like it or any of that. And just But anyway, it keeps going on. We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of we have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what is happening. We have to talk to them. And maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some way. Some will say, "Oh, freedom of speech." Those are foolish people. We have got to do maybe something with the internet because they are recruiting by the thousands. Oh snap, there we go, red-handed, just fucking, you know, he said he's fucking against freedom of speech right there, and just fucking, it's like, dude, no, you fucking retards, dude, like, no. Foreign countries aren't fucking protected by our fucking freedom of speech laws, you know what I mean? He's talking about fucking, clearly, talking about fucking, like, Muslim fucking extremists and all that, but it's just like, no, just ignore that. I mean, he's also being fucking humble for once and admitting in his own way anyway. That, you know, he doesn't know the specifics of what can be done, you know what I mean, what to do, so he's suggesting talking to people who do to figure out a solution, like Bill Gates. I mean, I don't know what the fuck Bill Gates really knows at this point, but whatever. They're both fucking incredibly old, so what do they know? So I'm reading this shit, and it's like, dude, I can't fucking believe, again, after I'd already fucking donated my fucking money, I'm like, dude, I can't fucking believe this. It really is just fucking trying to cash in on, like, the fucking left-wing fucking bullshit fucking narrative and just, you know, the colluding fucking mainstream news garbage and fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, they didn't have to make it fucking political. I mean, but they did. And again, it's completely fucking biased fucking, we drank the fucking Kool-Aid fucking nonsense. It's like, dude, this is fucking garbage. And just like, again, I'd already fucking donated at this point, but it's like, dude, now I'm fucking like pissed and just, I'm weighing the options, like fucking just like, I like, you know, again, I use the site. I fucking like the site. This fucking messaging is fucking like absurd and just, It's just like, yeah, well, you know, what else are they gonna fucking, are they gonna run with? It's like, you know, are they gonna accept fucking donations from the press and the fucking liberals and fucking, you know, go through the fucking website and just fucking everything they don't agree with, like, oh, this is fake news, this is fake news, like, whatever, dude, like, that type of deal. It's like, dude, like, it's just like, well, no, there goes my fucking podcast, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? Fucking, that's the road they're gonna just, again, not that I'm fucking overly political either way, but it's like, dude, I'm not getting on board with this fucking garbage, dude. This is just fucking, like, straight fucking propaganda fucking bullshit and just, So I write him a fucking email explaining why I'm fucking concerned about, you know, I'm like fuck, I already donated, but like he's like, I wrote him an email about why I'm concerned about fucking what my donation is funding. I get it right here. I'll fucking read it for you again. This might be kind of boring. I agree with you, but fuck it. So whatever. I mean, they sent me a fucking confirmation email, fucking, you know, thanks, fucking blah blah blah, we appreciate your donation of $50 internet archive on fucking whatever, and it's thanks for supporting and blah blah blah, uncertain times require bold solutions and we're building new tools and blah blah blah. So they sent me, it's pretty much like a thank you note, right? So then I fucking respond to that and fucking, you know, says, hello, this is from me again. I've been using Internet Archive for a few years now, so I felt almost obliged to donate to help keep the service going because I truly value free speech and believe in the necessity to keep a neutral, untouched repository of any and all knowledge, regardless of how great or small it's judged to be important, in quotes, by academics, historians, ideologues, etc. Information should be free and untouched with access for all. So the high-level goal of the project seems vitally necessary now more than ever, with a large percentage of younger Americans in favor of censorship and social justice rhetoric trumping facts and historical records. And again, I was fucking, yeah, if you look fucking young fucking millennials, I think it's something like 40% or something like that, are just fucking like, yeah, they're fine with like favoring, they're in favor of like just like suppressing anything that's like mean or like whatever, or fucking like they don't agree with, they're like whatever, hate speech in quotes, and fucking again, social justice fucking assholes, fucking, you know, that's like, you can fucking sit here and say like, yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, but. So they're teaching them in the school, so there you go. Anyway, I'll keep reading to keep it fair. I continue, fucking, however, after looking further into the stated rationale for Internet Archive asking for donations, truthfully, in order to pass the message along, again, as I was going to come on here and say, hey, you know, check this out, maybe donate, but, yeah, okay, keep going. I've now become unsure of my support. In the FAQ's blog, right away, it suggested that the Second International Archive is more than tangentially related to the election of Donald Trump, citing a few quotes of his that are certainly open to interpretation. Again, I've read those. Spreading fear of what's to come during some hypothetical reworking of First Amendment law during a hypothetical future war. Again, that's pretty much what it was. I could chalk that up to overreaction at best, but the urgency and uncertainty in the wording and presentation are unsettling and irrational. It also seems to completely ignore or downplay the gross violations to freedom of speech carried out by the current administration, like the legalization of domestic propaganda in 2013, which again, that was a bill they passed that they can fucking pretty much say whatever they want and fucking, you know, propagandize fucking however they want. And I'm not even sure if it was 2013. I tried looking it up, but you can look that up. And then, if you feel like it, the war against fake news, again, this is what's currently going on. SJWs setting censorship agendas in the UN. Again, I watched that boring shit with fucking, that fucking piece of shit, fucking Anita fucking Sarkeesian and fucking Zoe Quinn going to the fucking UN and crying about how people were mean to them. So, do something, set laws to fucking censor him and fucking all that shit. Keep going. Again, I could give the outreach the benefit of the doubt, cashing in on the zeitgeist of fear-mongering for the sake of a good cause. The FAQs and blog do read like they're ripped straight out of the partisan politics playbook, though. Copy and paste talking points and all. So now I'm questioning my donation. I realize it's a small contribution, and in the grand scheme of things, you probably don't care about my paltry $50. But what reassurances do I have that I'm not paying to enable distorted half-truths and smear campaigns being spread? Again, give money, I'm not, you know what I mean? They're not going to fucking keep writing blogs about fucking like, oh, here comes the Nazis and blah, whatever. Just fucking regurgitating what fucking CNN fucking tells them to, like, type of deal or like whatever. I mean, as previously stated, the Internet Archive goal seems noble, but the employees / keepers of the archive definitely appear to be lacking in neutrality and objectivity. Maybe they should use their freedom of speech to express their personal views in their personal blogs, not on the front facing page of the site. I honestly hope the project can remain true to its grander purpose, free from political biases and pressures, without further satisfactory reassurances. I'm afraid I'm going to have to withdraw my donation if possible. Fuck that, we should have been withdraw my donation if possible, unfortunately. Best of luck, me. That was that, and I fucking, you know, waited like a fucking day or so. I get an email like fucking, oh, PayPal, you've received a fucking refund of $50. Like fucking, there you go. I'm fucking like, oh, all right, that's pretty much that. And then they respond, fucking, thank you for your reply. We have gone ahead and issued a refund. Sorry, our objectives don't align. What are your objectives? Like, you're pretty much, it's pretty clear what your objectives are. Fucking being partisan, fucking like knee-jerk reactionaries. We are acting in the interest of the community. So again, you're just pretty much saying your community just agrees with fucking those politics. And we have been planning to make this copy for some time now. We feel it is prudent to take President-elect Trump at his word. Again, I've read those quotes. It's fucking like, obviously, don't think it says what you think they say. What do you think he said? And have expedited the process. We're sorry to have lost your vote in confidence. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and again, really appreciate you taking the time to write a thoughtful response. Yeah, blah, 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 whatever. I get my fucking money back anyway. Pretty much saying, hey, go fuck yourself. Like, our coverage on fucking CNN's worth more than your fucking $50, so please go away, pretty much, is what I read that as. And again, it had been like a $50,000 donation or something, or if I had a bunch of fucking Twitter followers or something like that, I'm sure I would have got like a fucking 10-page fucking response about fucking like, oh no, like this is fucking like, this is our, you know, this is what we as a company believe and blah blah blah, or like anything like that, or they'd fly me out to fucking San Francisco where they're based, because, you know, of course the fucking base in fucking San Francisco is a bunch of faggots. You know, come tour our fucking servers, meet the fucking staff, and, you know, they'd assure me everything's out of control, and all this fucking, go up to Canada if you want, and fucking go check out the new servers, and, oh, do you want a fucking blowjob? Like, you know what I mean? But no, it's obviously like fucking, you're a poor fucking sack of shit, so fucking shove your fucking $50 and your opinions up your ass, and though maybe because of my email and others, I'm not sure. I mean, maybe not. Fucking and the next day on there on fucking Internet Archive, it's like, oh, hey, look, another blog post on the site, titled "Preserving U.S. Government Websites and Data as the Obama Term Ends." Huh. Again, it's fucking like the same day, or like, you know, fucking the next day after I get that response email. So this one says, long before the 2016 presidential election, long before the 2016 presidential election cycle, librarians have understood this often overlooked fact. Vast amounts of government data and digital information are at risk of vanishing when a presidential term ends and administrations change. For example, 83% of .gov PDFs disappeared between 2008 and 2012. So, wait, what? wait a second. So, just yesterday, you were telling me to fucking run for the fucking hills because, you know, this radical change was coming when fucking, you know, fascist fucking Trump came to town. And now you're saying fucking, oh, 83% of government files just fucking up and disappeared in fucking 4 years. You know what I mean? And those weren't even transition years, fucking Obama to Obama. You know what I mean? Fucking, yeah. So I mean that's weird. I mean, that was actually during fucking Obama's first term. I mean, 83% of those fucking files disappeared, and fucking, you know, if Trump can erase more than fucking 83% of those fucking government files, I mean, I'll give it to him. That's pretty fucking impressive, you know. Again, I'm not going to keep boring you, but I won't bore you more with fucking reading from the fucking internet and all that shit. Now, you can go read it to yourself, read it for yourself if you want, fucking Internet Archive. Hey, go use their own fucking Wayback Machine if you have to and see if they'd fucking change anything along the way. Do some citizen fucking journalism. But I mean, there's some highlights on there, just fucking, you know, we did fucking similar projects before, nothing new here type of deal, and fucking, you know, no single government entity is responsible for archiving the entire government's fucking web presence type of deal. You know, it just kind of comes and goes, you know what I mean? Shit just disappears, I guess. I mean, just fucking standard operating fucking procedure here, you know what I mean? Pretty standard, you know, when it was fucking Obama. But oh my god, here comes some change. Uh-oh, like fucking, you know what I mean? Give us some money. We need your help, you know? Getting some mixed messages here, and just fucking, you know, what do you know? Some fucking mysterious fucking generous donor is going to match everybody's donations one for one for a limited time now. Wow, what a deal. You know what I mean? It's just like, dude, come on. I don't know. I'm not fucking donating to that shit. Just fuck that. Just the whole fucking deal just seems so fucking shady now. And I'm not telling anybody else what to do with it, what to do or not to do, like whatever. Just fucking for me, I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. Like whatever, I'm all set. I was debating whether or not just fucking like pull all my shit off of there and just, we'll see what happens. I mean, if shit goes down, I mean, I'll let you know all I can do. I'm not fucking beholden to them, to their shit, and just, anyway, if you're wondering if you want to give a nice little Christmas donation, why not go to fucking gruntfreepress.com and donate there instead? Or again, write me an email at podcast@gruntfreepress.com and explain why you didn't, because of my shady fucking politics, whatever the fuck, whatever my deal is. But that's it. Fucking run a little bit long. 75 episodes, folks. And just, right when I think I'm fucking done with this fucking nonsense, I can just talk about fucking video games for once. It's fucking, they just keep pulling me back in. And yeah, I'll be back next week. I don't even know if the fucking, the beta code will still be good. Email me podcast@gruntfreepress.com if you want some fucking, Friday the 13th fucking beta code, dude, because I'm fucking loaded with them. I'm fucking rich and, beta codes. Absolute Deicide, Grunt Free Press, 75.
dignity, demonstrations of diversity. And you can call me a racist, and I'm fucking proud to be. It ain't about hate the other races, it's about loving your own. Don't see nothing wrong at all when rights are fighting so. Well, I'm proud of who I am, just the only one, but I'm giving them. I'm a white European, true skinhead, loyal to my race, till I'm dead. I'm proud of my bloodline, of my wide ancestry. Well, if I make me a racist, well, I'm proud of who I am, just the only one, but I'm giving them. I'm a white European, true skinhead, I'm loyal to my race, till I'm dead. I'm proud of my bloodline, of my wide ancestry. Well, if I make me a racist, well, then I'm proud to be.
If you're a new listener, just type in Pentagon tested gay bomb on Iraq. They considered, no, they didn't consider using it. They've used it on our troops. In Vietnam, they'd spray PCP on the troops, Jacob's Ladder. You think PCP, some horse tranquilizer something? They got stuff that'll whack your brain permanently. Brain chips in the troops. They give the troops special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains. Now, there it is, the gay bomb. Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I am like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Serious crap. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.